This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, September 15th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. International Christian Concern has documented at least 10 violent attacks against Christians in India's Uttar Pradesh state over the last 10 days. Since late June, Christians in the area have suffered at least 30 incidents of persecution, and police have detained over 70 pastors accused of making converts. Radical Hindu nationalists used the state's anti-conversion law to target Christian leaders. William Stark with International Christian Concern said persecution is spiking after the new anti-conversion law, and Christians fear for their safety just to go to church.
Just the fear factor that comes from that, you don't know going to church if you are going to be the next community that has a mob show up at your door, break in, beat the pastor, beat everybody, accuse you falsely of some sort of crime. And then you end up in jail for 10, 11 days and have to deal with police harassment.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced it's time for the country, quote, to come out of the cave, end quote, and end its COVID-19 lockdowns. Australia has maintained a stringent response to the pandemic, blocking foreign travel entrance, tracing every infection, and instituting strict lockdowns. This COVID-zero approach has been opposed for its negative impact on the economy and people's mental health. The Delta variant made the COVID-zero strategy impossible. However, the reopening will not happen until about 70% of people over 16 get the COVID shot. Last week, 200 people were finally able to leave Afghanistan on a flight from the Kabul airport. U.S. citizens, U.S. green card holders, Germans, Hungarians, and Canadians were on the flight. It's the first large-scale evacuation from Afghanistan since the U.S. military pulled out of the country last month. However, to Biden's shame, there are still dozens of U.S. citizens left in Afghanistan. Yesterday, a New York district court granted a temporary restraining order on the state's COVID shot mandate for healthcare workers. 17 medical professionals are challenging the mandate because they do not want to get a COVID shot for religious reasons. The ruling stated the New York State Department of Health is, quote, barred from interfering in any way with the granting of religious exemptions, end quote, from COVID-19 shots. COVID shot mandates are already alienating healthcare workers in New York. 30 staffers at Lewis County General Hospital in upstate New York quit the hospital over a COVID shot requirement. The hospital was forced to stop delivering babies due to the resignations. Last week, President Joe Biden announced a mandate requiring federal workers and employees of private companies with over 100 workers to get a COVID shot or get tested regularly. Already, many states are opposing the mandate. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich sued the Biden administration on Tuesday over the mandate. Governors in over a dozen states spoke out against the mandate. South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster tweeted, quote, "Rest assured, we will fight President Biden and the radical Democrats to the gates of hell to protect the liberty and livelihood of every South Carolinian," end quote. Proverbs 28, verse 16 says, "A ruler who lacks understanding is a great oppressor, but he who hates covetousness will prolong his days." Last week, the City Council of Impact, Texas, voted to ban the killing of unborn babies in its jurisdiction. It's the 35th city in Texas and the 38th in the U.S. to adopt the Sanctuary City for the Unborn Ordinance. Pastor Scott Beard of Fountain Gate Fellowship, nearby in Abilene, Texas, said, quote, "What an amazing transformation with this community. Impact was originally chartered as a city for the purpose of selling alcohol because Abilene was dry. Years later, Pastor Jack Sharp purchased the city with the vision to see that which was in ruins restored. Today, that vision was fulfilled," end quote. Joel 2, verses 25 and 26 says, I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God. And finally, the company Colossal launched on Monday with the goal of bringing back the extinct woolly mammoth. Tech entrepreneur Ben Lamb and biologist George Church raised $15 million to, quote, rapidly advance the field of species de-extinction, end quote. Using gene editing, the company hopes to imbue elephant DNA with mammoth characteristics. Their goal is to reintroduce the mammoth to the Arctic tundra to revitalize the grasslands there. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, September 15th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.